Carrying a briefcase which held explosives.
He asks for $200,000 and four parachutes. Once his demands have been met,
jumps out of a damn jet in the middle of the night. I mean, there's just something kind of badass about that.
When he got on a plane last night, he was just another passenger, but today, master criminal.
All right, we got Walter Cronkite in there and everything. It's time for What We're Watching, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off of windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. Well, what you just heard was a little sounder for a Netflix documentary, D.B. Cooper, Where Are You? And Mike, you checked that out this week.
I did. It's a four-part documentary, as you said, on Netflix. I thought it was terrific. It delves into both the case of D.B. Cooper itself, and for those who aren't familiar, 50 years ago, 1971, a gentleman in sunglasses and a three-piece suit boards an airplane in the Pacific Northwest and hijacks it, asks for $200,000, and then jumps out of the plane after the entire crew and all the passengers have been deboarded, not the crew, but the passengers, and disappears. And no one knows what happened to him. Did he die? Did he survive? What the heck happened? And it's been this mystery for a half century, and the documentary gets into that. It gets into the people who have devoted their lives to trying to solve it. And it is, as I said, terrific. I'm a sucker for these kinds of things, mm-hmm. for Zodiac and true crime and
love
all of that.
Love true crime, yeah.
Yeah, and it had me from the word go.
So do they, so you talked about the case of this guy gets to the plane and jumps out with all the money and becomes a folk hero.
Yes.
Right? And there, I remember you used to see t-shirts like, where is D.B. Cooper? And so on. It becomes a big part of pop culture in a way.
It does. There's a famous scene in Breaking Bad, for instance, where Saul Goodman asks Walter White, you know, Walter White is dressed, you know, in a hat and dark sunglasses. Oh, I guess we can say the D.B. Cooper case has been solved. And it comes up over and over again.
Yeah.
And again, it's not just that there are investigative journalists and former FBI members who have devoted themselves to trying to solve this case. It is a kind of a cult point of interest in the Pacific Northwest. There are D.B. Cooper conventions and there's a Cooper Con and there's all this kind of, you know, oddball, nerdy kind of stuff wrapped up around who is D.B. Cooper. And the interesting part of the documentary to me was how much time they spend on some of these investigators and how it gets into the idea of people kind of reaffirming what they already think, right? There's one investigator who's literally devoted his entire life to this,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks he knows who D.B. Cooper is, and so he kind of shuts out every other piece of evidence that suggests otherwise.
Yeah.
And it's a neat look at like how you can get caught up in thinking you're right and, you know, disregarding the things that could show you are wrong.
So I'm sure they offer all these various hypotheses as to what happened, where he is, if he's alive. It's 50 years later. Good chance he's not alive.
Right.
From what you watched, what's your best guess?
There's one suspect that they focus on in particular that seems to be the kind of the consensus of who Cooper was. But nobody really knows that, you know, just when you think, and that's what's cool about the series, is that just when you think, oh, it's got to be this guy, the director introduces other interviewees and other information that make you go, oh, wait a minute, it must not be that guy. And that's what's intriguing about the whole thing.
Okay.
So I give it 3.5 stars out of 4.
Yeah.
It's got a cool Catch Me If You Can kind of vibe to it.
Oh, love that movie.
Yeah, in the way it depicts what America was like back then, which is totally foreign to a lot of people, you know, who are younger, who were not around back then. The idea of like walking into an airport and just buying
yes.
a ticket for
yes.
$40 and going wherever you wanted to
yes.
go.
Yes, but with no security.
Right, no security, and you would get drinks on the plane, and everybody could smoke on planes
yeah,
and all these things.
God, life was good. Other
you
than
know,
the smoking, all that is really appealing to me, just because flying so awful.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that there were so many plane hijackings back in the early 1970s. It's almost like we've collectively forgotten about
yeah.
this.
Cuba.
And, exactly. And so all of that wrapped up, it just makes for a really cool viewing experience.
All right. So the name of it is D.B. Cooper, Where Are You? Netflix, you said 4 parts. How do you rate it?
As I said, 3.5 stars out of 4.
3.5 out of 4. Like it. Okay. Let's go to Cheryl in Haddonfield. You're on with Mike and Glenn. Hey, Cheryl.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Cheryl.
I'm a little nervous because I'm a first-time caller, even though I've been a long-time listener.
Yeah, you're talking to two guys on the phone. That's no big deal.
I like that. Thank you. So we're still talking about the Phillies game last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So I love that when it's on Apple TV. I've been a Phillies fan forever. Not a big fan of the commentators because they don't favor the Phillies. And I love when John Kruk's doing his
we like our guys.
We like our guys.
Sure.
And I think the picture's better. However, what I love about having it on Apple TV, my boyfriend / fiance is in London, and he can get Apple TV when he's there, not here with me. So he's not a big sports fan, but because I'm such a big Sixers fan, and Phillies are my favorite team, and you know I'm such a big sports fan, he has humored me and started to follow sports. So
Cheryl, what's your fiance's name?
His name is Nigel Bennett.
And where is he?
He's in London right now.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
When I was doing my errands, driving around about a half hour ago. Oh. Or no, a little bit longer than that.
All right, because there's an interesting thing. Sir, what's your name, sir?
Nigel.
Oh, my God. I didn't do that. Oh, my God. Hi. How are you, honey?
Hello, my beautiful fiance. I love you. And
so
I've never known anyone as knowledgeable about baseball as you. You've taught me everything, and it's fantastic. And I'll be over next week, and I really want to go to a game. I've never been to one.
Thank you. Well, thanks for saying that.
Well, we don't have this happen too often, just to catch people up. Cheryl called. Nigel, I don't know how you knew she was going to call, but you called in right around the same time. How long you guys been engaged? Give us, how'd you meet, Cheryl? What's the story of this relationship?
Oh, gosh, it's a long story, so I'll cut it short because I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
I met him when I was 15 at a show, and he was 10 years older than I was. He is a guitar player.
Wow.
Lost touch with him for years, and then about 10 years ago, we reconnected on Facebook, and he was married, I was married. Now we're both divorced, and we've been dating since about 2017, and the rest is history. We try to see each other as often as we can, and I love him. So, Nigel, you want to add anything?
This is not Nigel Tufnell from Spinal Tap, right?
That is so funny. No, I'm Nigel Bennett. I've been a professional guitarist for a long time, but I love Nigel Tufnell on Spinal Tap, but yeah. I am not him. I'm not him.
By the way, you've got the best voice that we've heard in a long time.
You sound like a character from Love Actually, honestly.
Oh, that's so funny. I've got a good face for radio.
Well, we all do. And you're coming back next week, and you guys are going to go to a game together?
I hope so.
I'm coming in on Wednesday, and I'm there for 3 weeks.
Well, they're here next weekend against the Mets. Would you do us a favor? We love you guys, by the way.
Thanks.
And this has really been fun. After you go to the game, could you both give us a call, either
please,
together
yes.
or apart? Because, Nigel, you've never been to a ball game?
No, and I've seen loads on TV, on Apple TV here as well, like Cheryl said, but I've never been to a live game, and I really want to.
Oh, they're more fun. They're more fun live.
Got any tickets by any chance?
You know what? Cheryl, do me a favor.
Yes.
I'm going to, our producer Moshe is going to get your number, and we'll see if we can work something out. I love you guys.
Wonderful. Can I add one quick thing?
Quickly.
Really quick?
Yeah, sure.
I know you guys have other callers. So, when he's in London and the Sixers are on, we FaceTime each other, and he loves James Harden. Nigel loves James Harden. So I turn my computer around, and we watch the Sixers games together. And, I'm not as knowledgeable about the Sixers, but at least we get to bond over that.
That's great. I love your relationship. It's a great story, and it's really nice to talk to you both. And we'll talk to you guys again, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank
Have a great day, guys.
So
thank you.
All right, Nigel.
Thank you,
be
guys.
Well. There
and
you go.
A Philadelphia, an international Philadelphia sports love story. Pretty
right?
amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty amazing.
He's got the best voice.
Oh,
right?
He sounds like an
You're
actor.
Right. He does.
He sounds like an actor.
He does. 215-592-9494. That was a lot of fun. With Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Macnow on 94 WIP.